So Rinpoche
asks everyone to generate the proper motivation, which is compassion for sentient beings that suffer, not having realized the luminous nature of mind, which is beyond duality. So one should listen to this teaching, be motivated or with the motivation of helping all these sentient beings that suffer. So if one realizes the luminous nature of mind, which is beyond duality, then one will not suffer when ill, when aging, or when dying.
Donc, la...
Only appear to the conceptual mind. It has no existence in relation to the true nature of mind, which is luminous and beyond duality.
Et cette, la maladie, la vieillesse et la mort sont des événements qui apparaissent en, en lui. Donc ils sont seulement des produits de l'esprit conceptuel, de l'esprit qui saisit la réalité des phénomènes, mais au niveau ultime, il n'y a pas de maladie, pas de vieillesse, pas de mort, et il n'y a que la véritable nature de l'esprit.
Je tena zongzhen ni ni ji tongbe semje ne lo wo sa tin lan be ne tin lan be pa mi he ba te tene ganan cha wa so donga tham che he war sa be che do tin lan be pa re he pa re sam go re gong go.
So in order to pacify all suffering, then one should aim at listening to teachings, reflect upon their meaning, and take up the ensuing understanding in the practice of meditation. Teachings that aim at enabling practitioners to realize the true nature of mind, to arrive at a definitive understanding of the true nature of mind, which is luminous and non-dual.
Donc, il est important de...
Tene deva yang serurje deva te deva tembo mare serurje deva latin de serurje deva jorte dunga yongsi ge yore Tene nang zongze ni jitongpa semje ne la waisar to na tene nang deva, jurme je nang deva to kore. Ti sen na yang, deva to pa sen na yang, semje ne la gong kore.
So in order to attain true well-being, it is then necessary to develop a definitive understanding of the true nature of mind, which, as was said, is luminous and non-dual, because well-being experienced in dependence upon external things, external conditions, changes. Therefore, it's unstable, whereas inner well-being is attained through the through a realization of the true nature of mind. That sort of inner well-being based on realization of the true nature of mind doesn't change into suffering.
Ta nipa nipa de karasanam jembale tha de be zonwa me par tembare tele yinda ke tele ne ba yo mare sene chor chor ba yo bare te pa mare.
So as we saw yesterday, there is a discussion as to whether things external, whether perceived objects exist externally or not. The text then explains the ways in which perceived objects, in fact, actually do not exist externally, though, as we saw, there are others of a different opinion that claim the opposite. And this part is concerned then with refuting the viewpoint of the opponents.
Mene moje.
Sawa gogi mare.
Me me tambo te ngoi tsu. Tene sawa le. Kang nama tamje semla nama yimba tam nama tam re. Te nama tamje ngoma ran lok la nama tamje semla nama yimba jim chin chi. Tene sedo ma to patem parawa. Nāvā tam che semla nāvā tsam ne tsam re te su chang do muni mo te do su chang nāvā semla nāvā mayen ba su chang drop to go mare nāvā semla nāvā tsam yen ba te su chang ka to go mare yinna yang
no dina semla nāvā tsam re ma to semla yin pa ke langi ma
re re te kura paro bilo ro nāvā semla nāvā tsam yin re Te su chang do munu mu ka thugu mare. Yina yang nama semla nama nama tamche semla nama tsam yinpe jumtsin je nama tamche semnang do drop thugu mare se kare. Jumtsin kare se na. Ti nama tamche semtang je chik do drop thugu mare. Nama tamche semnang tsam yinpe jumtsin je nama semtang je chik do drop thugu mare. Semtsan pa lo la nama semtang je chik do drop thugu mare. Chik do drop thugu mare. Nama tozi je sedon meba yang drop to gumare. Nasin ze chik do yang drop to gumare. Nama tamje semla nama tsang yin be jumtsin ki. Nasin ze chik do yang drop to gumare. Nama tozi je nama serur di kyan de te tozi je sedon tsava ne meba ten drop yang drop to gumare. Sedon meba yang drop menu. Menu te jumtsin kar. Pi kya bara tam. Chetan yin yin je sem chang yin je sem chang yin sin chi pe ngun chi ba ke yin je sem dong do re yin yin je chetan yin je sem chang yin je ngun som chi ba yu chang yin sin chi pe ngun som yin sin chi pe ngun chi je ngun som de chi ba yu chang ti ti yin je sem la yin je sem te nam jum chin ji ti sedon ma drop yin do sedon ma drop yin do ju yin je sem me par yang drop to ma re sem te yö re sen zang ba lo ge ya se na sem yö re wa yin je sem te me par yang ma drop pa te drop ma thop pa dang Parur je sem, parur yin je sem nama te, parur ma yin da ke sem rang la nama te, rang sem dang yang je jik do mudra bo yin do nyam na sam na se parab tu du sam na te mare se tene
ten le ya so first then the position of the opponents is given in the commentary so they say that even though one can't dispute that objects appear to the mind, by that it is not proven that all appearances are literally of the same stuff as mind, that is, our mental projections. This also does not prove that external objects have no existence whatsoever, have no external existence whatsoever. Then the opponents give an example to clarify their position. They say that if one, for example, has a person who knows the mind of others, then that doesn't prove that, for example, that perceived objects have no external existence whatsoever. By that, one cannot prove that the mind of the other person doesn't exist. As we saw, the mind-only school, which these opponents refute, then states that everything is mental projection. So here the opponents say that, well, you can't deny the existence of somebody else's mind. The appearance of the mind of others can also not through this be established as being of the same stuff as one's own mind, namely a mental projection. So this is what the opponents state.
Tetsun de sarbe cheto, sombane, jikyu tumong mayin pe zonwa nambar repetong. Yenji semna sokpa ne, nyambar maya nyamja pe, zimbe nambar rekpa la, pensen yorjor mayin de. Nyambar maya tala ne, ranga namdo nazar da. Nyambar yakpa tala ne, tingzin de, juyur de. Zonwa rapta nazar o kisabasa.
So, in order to clarify this misconception, then the text states the following. First, there is the root text, which says that the mind of others, and so on refers to mental events, is a non-common percept, that is, a perceived object, the experience of which is not shared with others, as well as the object of consciousness. Though the mind of others is not a direct object of the perceiving consciousness, because when not in equipoise, it is one's own concepts that appear as the aspect of the other's mind, and when in equipoise, when resting evenly, it is the reflection of the other's mind which appears as the object experienced in samadhi. What is the root text? That's what the root text is. Well.
Tetsun team dokpa te jebe che do tsuki to sombare. No jinjik ten so. Tumon watar la tap tatar atar de no do tumon watar nama tele tumon ga nama here tumon ga nama tele tele dokwa chi hu tumon mayin ba nama tumong ma yin pe zongwa kan ye, zongwa yor kan ye, nawa kan ye. Nambar rikpa am, hipa tonam, hipa yor do jorpa, hipa ton zongwa yor do jorpa, semjin ju yin je semdan, semjin ju yin se jute, semjin semju yin da yin pe, ju yin da yin pe. Semjin ju yin je, yin je semdan semzong la sokwa, hipa ne. Pena semjin yin je, tanda nyumong tabi hi na semzong re. Semdan semzong la sokwa hipa, mwesom tu hipa tekar re. Hipa tine, rinna tang, nga je top ji hipa tang. Something lasso but top G. Something the top G. Top some nube. Parer. Parer the same chatter jorba. Same candy and by his sena young. He's a sena young. He part jorna young. The hits or the carrier is a no. Yurjin nyambar ma yabada. He part the Yurjin nyambar ma yabada. Nyambar yakwe. Hits or near it. Nyambar ma yabada, nyambar yagbe, tuje, zimben number rekwala. Nyambar ma yabben zimben number rekwala, yinse namata, nyambar yagbe tuje, zimben number rekwala, juita tepe, same jig like jig, penzu to musu yor to joba mare. Ben a yinse hiba tea, same tea. Your do, yin just same to Musu Hirwa Mare. Musu your do Joba Mai. You think carre, Chetana. Nyambar ma yabam. Nyambar ma yapa talane. Nyambar ma yapa zona lasso, but top ji yin si hibaino. Nyambar ma yapa lane. Nyambar ma yapa lata yin si. Ma yapi yin si hina carre. Rank and number toba. Rank and namto de parur je same than raven number now. Nyambar ma yabe, yin sem la yin je sem nama de yin je sem musu nama mare. Ranga number tokwa te paru yenda ke sem dan rabe number nama seta. Nyambar yakba tala karre, nyambar yakba tala ne tingin zain te ye joyur to. Ting zain te ye joyur to, tingin zain je zungi re. Pena de maung che embe namba dang rawara. Deba the maung ba mina yang, de maung chamber namba, de maung chamber, de maung ba namba chamber dang rawar. Parur je same day, zungi de, parur je same musu hirwa mare, de zungi de, de dang rabba namba, rabdo nama imbezer. Ting and zing je zungi nama imbezer, de sena, yin sen musu, yin je same de munsum de nama mare. Oh yeah.
So then,
Lela Wodua.
The commentary says the following, above, the text has been dealing with explaining common appearances, collective experience of the perceived object, such as the external environment and so on. Now, this deals with the opposite, namely that which is not common, which is not a collective experience, perceived objects that are not common in the sense of being a collective experience. Now, such a perceived object is then not common, not the perception of it is not shared with others, and it is the object of a consciousness. Now, here specifically, the perceived object relates to the mind of others. The mind of others and the mental events that accompany that mind. For example, if one considers a person that knows the mind of others, if that person then perceives a conflicting emotion, for example, in the mind of somebody else, that relates to knowing a mental event occurring in the other's mind. Now, the perception of somebody else's mind can be related to two different states of mind in terms of the person that perceives, namely equipoise and the opposite, not being in equipoise or in meditative absorption. So one may perceive or know the mind of others either through utilizing or making use of a spell, such as in the case of a magician, or through samadhi or meditative absorption. By the power of either of these two, one may come to know the mind of others, what state of mind somebody else is in, what occurs in the mind of another person. Now, the person perceiving the mind of others, then as the soul, here is related to two different states. If one considers then a person who is not in equipoise and a person who is in equipoise. Now, in either case, the perceiver, so to speak, doesn't have direct access to the individual continuum of another person. The mind of the other person is not a direct object for that perceiving consciousness. That perceiving consciousness, so to speak, doesn't have direct access to the individual mind of somebody else. So as we saw, there is no direct access. Instead, in the case of someone who is not in equipoise, who does not rest in equipoise, then when perceiving the mind of others, it is nothing but one's own concept that occur in a form or aspect similar to the mind of somebody else. So in fact, it's only an abstraction. There is no direct access to the mind of the other person. Then if one considers those that perceive or know the mind of others when in equipoise, again, there is no direct access to the mind of others. Because in fact, it is only a reflection of the mind of another person that appear as the object experienced in samadhi. Now, that's similar to mind appearing in the aspect of something that has happened in the past or something that will happen in the future. In fact, it's not the actual past event that one perceives. It's only something similar to that, an image, a mental image similar to that. So therefore, it's not the other person's mind as such that occurs, only one's own mind, which then is in the aspect of the other person's mind, so it's only a reflection.
Jason, that didn't do anything, but I think it's a very
good thing.
Nama tamche semna nama tamre, mulikes, one nama tamche semna nang zang yin ba ser na nama te sem zang re seru tong de ma de bi se hie song ta koran zhe ge yu re nama tam che semna nama zang zam ne zam yin ba te su chang do mu ne mo te te do to go ma re ka to go ma re nama nama semna nama zam re semna nama zang yin ba jum zhen ji nama tam che sem dan zhe ji yin ba yang do to go ma re nama nama te tuzi am nama nama te kharbi ye tuzi se je de kharbi ye se don tin me ba ya drop to ma re te ma to be pe te de ne yin sem hi pe ngui hi yin sem hi pe ngui hi yo pa le yin je sem nam ka so sem te me ba ya drop to ma re pa ru be sem de rang sem yin ba ya drop to ma re pe te na yin re zeng In a sense, I'm a part of the same day, maybe I'm doing your mother, but same day, you're same day, maybe I'm doing your mother. But you're the same day, wrong the same time, you're in by young doctor, mother. Then I hear it. Same the Namatan, the name, Danda, Namat, the same thing in by Dang, Sir to Madova Dutoma. Koran to this. Takosum. Oui.
Non, je demandais à Rinpoche les points de vue des opposants au départ. Et en fait, donc, étant donné que le Chichamacha considère l'esprit comme étant la seule réalité, il considère que les objets extérieurs ne sont pas réellement existants en tant qu'objet. Donc, effectivement, les opposants, ou aussi le débat, dit bon, bien qu'il soit effectivement impossible de. Donc, personne ne penserait à réfuter le fait que les objets ne sont pas mentaux, enfin, n'apparaissent pas à l'esprit. Cependant, ceci ne prouve pas ni que l'esprit. Et la matière, c'est-à-dire les objets extérieurs, puissent être de même nature, cela n'établit pas qu'ils soient de même nature, et en même temps, cela ne prouve pas non plus qu'il n'y a pas de base d'apparition pour les objets extérieurs. Donc le fait que, bien que les objets apparaissent à la conscience, ça ne prouve pas que les objets extérieurs n'existent pas. Et... Et donc, Et donc à ce moment-là, c'est eux qui présentent cet exemple en disant si l'on perçoit l'esprit d'autrui, si quelqu'un perçoit directement l'esprit d'autrui, est-ce que cet esprit n'est pas un objet extérieur, exactement comme n'importe quel autre objet, quel autre objet extérieur. Est-ce qu'on ne peut pas considérer l'esprit d'autrui comme un objet extérieur Bien que l'esprit est le... Donc bien que l'esprit d'autrui et notre propre esprit soient de nature différente ou de matérialité différente ou de nature différente. Donc cela veut dire, est-ce que l'on ne peut pas considérer l'esprit d'autrui comme étant un objet, et étant un objet, donc ayant toutes les caractéristiques de l'objet extérieur. Et donc, la réputation de l'esprit seulement, de l'école de l'esprit seulement, c'est cette réputation que l'on vient de voir maintenant dans le texte Racine, en disant qu'en fait, c'est soit une apparence, soit une réflexion de notre propre esprit, notre propre pensée qui conçoit l'esprit d'autrui, mais l'esprit d'autrui n'a aucune réalité en dehors d'être soit une réflexion de notre propre esprit, soit une pensée de...
So this explanation relates to explaining the meaning of the words of a text in progressive order. Now we'll go on to the third, which is presenting the subject in the form of a syllogism.
Donc si l'on prend maintenant la troisième façon d'expliquer, après avoir fait donc le filage et l'explication détaillée des mots, on peut maintenant utiliser le troisième type de raisonnement, qui est donc l'argument logique ou le raisonnement, pour comprendre ce que ça.
Rang namdo yinsen je nambar nama kaanje. Nyambar yakba thala tingin zin je zungni yinsen tarda nama eche. O te tembar. O te de tembar.
The subject of the syllogism is then knowing the minds of others, the capacity to know somebody else's mind, the mind of the other person doesn't appear directly, that is to say, the perceiver, the person who knows the mind of somebody else, doesn't have direct access to the mind itself of the other person, because what this person knows or perceives is, in the case of someone who is not with voice, is not in a meditative state of mind. In that case, the one's own concept manifests in the aspect of the other's. The other person's mind as a mental image of the other person's mind, and because in the case of someone who rests in samadhi, then it's only a reflection of the other person's mind that is experienced as the object of samadhi.
Don't it? Tendon je wang de sena ta kare tembar sena nyambar maya pe yinsin hi pe nyambar maya pe yinsin hi pe che yinsin hi pa rang nam do yinsin je nambar nawa tang nyambar yak pe yinsin hi pa te tingen zen de yinsin do nam ten chik ji Dene yinsen hipe ngun hi la yinsen psa yinje sem nama deyang rang sem psa yin par tembar.
Then we come to the fourth way of explaining the subject, which is giving the concise meaning of the subject. So the text then points to that all phenomena, including the perception of the mind of others, are mental projections. There were two possibilities. The first related to perceiving the mind of another person, or knowing the mind of another person when not in equipoise. As we saw, in that case, it is only one's own concept that appear as the aspect of the other's mind. Then there was the second possibility relating to someone in equipoise, where again we saw it is the reflection of the other's mind which appears as the object experienced in samadhi. So here we can see then that, or this then, according to the text, proves that in the case of perceiving the mind of others, knowing the mind of others, in fact, the perceived object, that is the mind of others, is nothing but a mental projection.
Relates to
external consciousness. rabdo dropa
isero non dual awareness or cognition
ta tsava de jorpa
which relates to the internally oriented facets of consciousness which as we have seen
as a perceived
relates
object
to
does not exist
experiencing
the
then
that which
or being aware of the nature of
also not ever
experience is at hand, in this case the perception of a
through
flower.
Understanding
so
duality one will
here
enter
then
state or engage in
there
state
is no
duality the manifestations of perceived and
subject
perceived.
And object or perceived object and perceiving
for
consciousness are not experienced
a lot of the commentary
or perceived as two separate entities
as follows dualistic tendencies accumulated from beginningless time
that is then
seen
referred the
luminous
as
nature
experience
mind
where
which
they coexist perceived object
and
the perceived consciousness are one
and this causes
so to speak one is aware of that both
though they can
mind of the mental nature
these
therefore
can be
there is no duality in terms
as has
of
established
that experience
subject
or
and object do not exist truly or ultimately
benamlam do mlam do ta jing mlam ta wa yin na ta jing arang la khondo sa ne be khondo jin ba ji be mlam ta na ta te hi cho te le yor hi ba ta rang hi ba ni re rang sem nam to rang sem te zong wa ta ga number chi te ta te la me te ta hi ba ta ta hi ba te yor hi ba ta
does also
not reason sentam below the same zone number che kor tam same zone a yor the number che tu te zone a yor same te ni zone a yor the number zone tag number chi chi te tele me ne o ta go san ne hi pati yor hi par ta ranyong te mla la jana ma hi pa ngo ma hi pa kap sa ranyong mla ngo hi na ta te ye re te ta tang sirr je zong ta tang zen ba hi ba ni ta de de me ba
conceal
nam hi korang ne ten la nam hi ran la rang nyong ye re ta te tang tang zen zong ta tang zen ba zen ba tang zen ni ze ni ye ar ma re ze ni ye ar ma re ze ji ge ze se je de ngwe bo sem ji ngwe bo zang de sem ji ngwe bo zang de nyu we Ranyong hipa te rang hipa. Ta yor hipa ta rang hipa ni. Yor hipa ta rang hipa ni ebe se na rang ri ye.
Because then they are there.
Yeah.
Well, the answer is then, so in
terms
of
perceiving
the object,
there
are these
established facets.
I mean, that's what Rinpoche
relates
them
to
as
the
has
dream,
been established,
if one
dreams
of
object
a tiger
do not exist, that
aggresses one,
has to
then,
to therefore these habitual,
the tiger is the perceived
object.
Now, in order to perceiving consciousness, to perceive the tiger, the consciousness itself or mind itself first manifests
Hipa yorje hipa
tiger then
nangi hipa tini
the tiger is
zoom number hipa
the object we proceed
data we
zoom
nama tene
upon the perceived object
zoom nama tene
tiger which in fact is
rang
manifesting in the form of a
zoom nama te
now
same time in the same now rang ngo zoma te rang ngo zimba le yin de me par
non dual cognition or awareness as we
sure je zoma te nan zimba le yin de me par tro na to na
zimba
na
wa
zimba na wa te ya me par tro nan ge zimba na wa te ya me par tro po me par
tro then one will know that the perceived object and the perceiving consciousness both are of the same stuff, both are mind or mental manifestations,
yeah.
Even though the tiger is, so to speak, seen as an externally appearing object perceived by the consciousness, when recognizing that one is only dreaming, one knows or experiences that there is, in fact, no duality.
So
what is perceived and the perceiving consciousness are no longer two separate entities. So whatever is at hand is experienced in a non-dual way, where there is no split between perceived and perceiver.
Tāng tēnā mālāntu tā tōngwa kāpso zhōngzhē nī mī nā yāng nī sun trūpa sē nā tā tōngwa sīrūr tā tā tōngwa nām hī tē kā sē tē jī nām hī tē trūpa rē tōngwa tā tāng tāng zhēng bē hī pā nī zhē tā tē mē bā hī pā sā rī tāng jī ngō rī jī kwa rē zhōngzhē zhōngwa tā tāng zhēng bā nām hī
perceived and perceiver are experienced in a non-dual way. This type of experience is also luminous awareness, luminous cognition
as a perceived object.
Where perceived and perceiver are
no
experienced as
essence or does
being
not exist.
The same, of the same nature, there is no duality. And this was then illustrated
it has,
as
it does not exist
previously in
exist
the example of from dreaming of the title.
Take in a tat donga tavajele jana, same lam donga je pakya yure, pakya yuba latin de ranga same. Zuma dunga je nambar hyar, hyarba te yor che se, zemba, ten zemba, dunga le mekpen zemba, zungze nyi cha te dunga hiba. Dunga zungze nyi cha te dunga hiba te yor hiba re. Rangi sem pakya katop je dunga je, zuma dunga je nambar hyar, Tene zonga donga je nambar hyar onde zembe sem yang ke ge yore tene donga hi pa te yor hi pare donga yor hi pare ta ngene se na zonga donga te sem je nambar ma to yo mare zung je ni je tong bare zonga donga te tang ten zembe hi pa sa re ni sar sam je ngor che pare ten sar sam je ngor che par Zuma donga tan zemba, te donga zembe hiba ni, zungze ni jitongba sar zangjing over nyuwe, ranyong te, tene, rang hibare, donga rang hibare, rang hiba tela donga jitsova yomare, sar zangjing mata yomare. Tela donga mebre.
So if one then considers suffering in relation to these two facets of consciousness that occur simultaneously, then suffering is a manifestation of habitual tendencies that manifest in the form of a perceived object. That suffering is then perceived by the consciousness. The consciousness focuses upon the suffering, and in terms of an externally oriented consciousness, then perceived and perceiver are seen as two separate entities, And it's in a dualistic way that the perceiving consciousness knows its object, in this case suffering. Then there is the second facet, which is non-dual awareness, which is empty of duality. Both perceived object and perceiving consciousness are the same in that the essential nature of both is luminosity. So there is awareness of the nature of both perceived object and perceiving consciousness, which is the same, namely luminosity. This is then referred to as non-dual awareness or luminous awareness or cognition, where, so to speak, consciousness experiences itself, namely its own nature.
Hebe donga dang zuma donga de number charwa dang telen zebe zungze in to ba hyo hyub kap so ka sete jengol donga yor ma to na te zungze ni ji tong ba hiba sare am yan na zuma donga dang zemba donga ni sare ge ngover je che ku ngola ngor ranyong la donga yo mar donga le de ba re
so if one
karasan to dar
death again these two facets of consciousness occur simultaneously. So there is the suffering of death, which is the perceived object. In actual fact, nothing but the manifestation of the perceiving consciousness or the mind. Though in terms of the externally oriented facet of consciousness, these two are seen as two separate entities. There is the suffering perceived and the perceiving consciousness which experiences that suffering. So in terms of that facet of consciousness, there is suffering. Experienced in a dualistic way. Then there is luminous cognition or non-dual awareness, which, as we've seen, relate to an awareness which is empty of duality, which experiences the luminous nature of the perceived object and the perceiving consciousness in a non-dual way. So in terms, there is no suffering.
Tene deva nyoma tava chele jana rang sem teni pakhya kato ke chorva deva nambar kharte zunga chorva deva nambar kharte kharve telan zimben zimba chete zungzeng thate je chorva nyoma te Zemba te trobare, Zunze ni me in the nits trobare. Ta Zunze ni jitombe sem saregam. Zuma sorva tet and Zembe sorva ni mubung over, saregang over year maper nume, ranyung te madrobare.
Again, if one considers the experience of happiness or well being, there are again these two facets of consciousness that occur simultaneously. So in terms of the externally oriented, then a feeling of well-being or happiness is the perceived object. Mind manifests as well-being. This object is perceived by the consciousness, which then relates to the experience of this feeling of well-being or happiness. Now, in terms of the externally oriented facet of consciousness, there is dualistic experience. Object and subject are experienced as though being two separate entities. Then again, there is the internally oriented facet, which, as we've seen, relates to non-dual experience or awareness, where the luminous nature of both object and subject is experienced in a non-dual way, where it is seen or understood or experienced that subject and object are the same in that they are both manifestations of the luminous nature of consciousness. So according to the mind-only school, the externally oriented facet of consciousness, which relates to dualistic perception, is a confused state of mind, whereas the internally oriented facet, it is free from confusion in that it experiences the luminous nature in a non-dual way. The luminous nature that is the same in relation to both subject and object.
Nyambar yakpa ta la tingin zinji chuyur je zungi yin zinji nabar nawe. Sena? Yin zinji, yin zinji pe ngun hiji ngor yin ji sem nawa tenyang sem zang. Chū tam che sem zang yin pe ser na korwa sem zang re. Korwa sem zang yin pe ser na korwa dunga sem zang re. Korwa dunga nam malam yin to sem zang re. Te yin to dra tang ni je na wa da ni je na wa yang nam to la ra le pe ser na sem jam je wa ge pa na ba che wa yang nam to la ra le pe ser na sem jam sem jam Zungze ni nang ge nam do yo na dong an jong xing. Zungze ni nang ge nam do len de na dungada nyumong mebe sena, dungada nyumong le, chowarn doba namje, zungzi nyi dongge te kona nyengomar sawo. Chutamche semzang yinba tang, semzang yinba jimtsin ji sirur tondo madro patang. Sirur tondo mena yang dunga ji tsorwa yupe pe ne malan la yang ni yang do sambar sao. Sombala in that name, be here now. Judy never saw a candle. Tere Marabe.
No, he says. To change it back to not
the afternoon. Kan rosa mato tene chuzo sumba ne unda nam ji hie. Tene parta charan so ka wan roko no.
Tere drupala.
Drupala kade ka meva zona ka. Dene
meva se na te kire.
Drupa te tene drupala me chuzo sumba la ere. Raba. Tene tere chuzo drupala me se drup da seka. Drup da seka chuti.
Il n'y aura pas d'enseignement ce soir à 6h30. Il y aura juste Utanamjie pour les.
Ahem.